With advancing technology and integrations, telehealth infrastructure is essential for remote healthcare delivery and patient outcome. Integration of existing ecosystem and coordinating with the seamless cooperation with all the existing ecosystem is important. Comprehensive of the platform which features enhancement of patient engagement and clinical workflows. The investment basically drives into innovation, transformers of healthcare delivery, collaborations in IT to harness full potential of the telehealth technologies across all the diversified locations or geographical distributions across the country. The patient information, understanding the telehealth documentation, understanding the patient's complaints is important in this aspect, but patient informations about demographics, medical history, allergies or medications are crucial. The chief complaints with detailed history of onset, duration and progression of the symptoms and physical examination by observation and assessment through a remote examinations either in person by a primary healthcare provider or by the technological driven solutions could be important. Summarizing this all clinical assessments and diagnosis part into one documentations which would be provided on the telehealth platforms which may offer a structure forms and streamline the documentation process for the continuity of care of the patients and safety. So there has to be a complete guidelines maintained for giving this assessing codes to the patients. These guidelines could be based on the coding guidelines for telehealth encounters, which may be modified into GT or GQ or N95, indicating the service of the delivery. The place of the service, which could reflect the physical location of the patient and the provider, along with the billing requirement, which familiarized with the payer specific guidelines and reimbursement rates. This document should have a consent, encounter type, durations and clinical findings placed at a single location, which could give accurate coding and ensure a proper billing and reimbursement for the compliances. Compliances and regulatory for this basically is to protect the privacy of the patients, ensure a state license regulations, and how the reimbursement, tele reimbursement policies could be verified, or eligibility or reimbursement rates with the payers could be settled. There has to be proper audits and legal liabilities maintained. There should be informed about telehealth policies and regulations with the coding updates to the healthcare facilitator. Documentations of all the best practices should be emphasized for telehealth medicines with the use of specific coding techniques, CPT or CL guide, HL7 guidelines. There has to be proper updated coding guidelines as well as best practices which has to be taken care of. Identifying the deficiency, errors and compliance of the gaps through the audits and assisting in the proper decision making tools for clinical decision makings as well as for adherence to how exactly the revenue system management would work place in addressing the telehealth medicine services to the people. Effective documentation would support basically into how the regulatory compliances are placed into that system. Proper coding facility with proper billing and revenue cycle management would help in education and training enhancement and proficiency with documentation skills. Provider should also integrate a clinical decision support group to integrate into telehealth workflow. It also helps to identify areas for improvement and ensure compliances with regulatory requirements. The quality and compliance in telehealth. The quality documentation and accurate coding are essential for telehealth encounters, which adheres to the guidelines of best practices. Also, provider must inform about regulatory change and code updates, which are documented on a regular basis or updated on a regular basis. There has to be continuous education, training and audits to support each documentation accurately with proper coding and providing a safe delivery for effective and high quality services to the patient. The components for quality assurance basically are the clinical standard guidelines which have to be established. There has to be proper guidelines which has to be established for the best practices. Rigorous verification of the credentiality and privileging of the healthcare service provider has to be done with proper qualification and licensing verification. Risk mitigation of how exactly the strategies for clinical risk are being implemented in telehealth services record. Also, ongoing efforts to optimize how the telehealth processing would enhance the clinical outcomes should be taken into consideration, and some quality standards for safety and quality assurance has to be maintained in a continuous improvement way. There has to be a performance metrics in telehealth delivery where patient satisfaction and experience has to be recorded, clinical outcomes and effectiveness with evaluation of the disease management and treatment protocols should be taken into consideration and should be studied at a different levels and different outcomes on a periodic basis. Utilization of and measuring of the services of each clinical as well as non-clinical outcomes has to be taken into consideration with knowing what volume, visit frequencies and geographical reach are taking into consideration. There has to be proper operational efficiency of tracking of appointment, waiting time, visit duration, provider capacity, performance of each levels of benchmarking of clinical documentations and clinical performance has to be taken into consideration, and then the evaluation has to happen of all the levels of the all the grades of the clinical assessment done during the treatment protocols. So continuous education is the prime factor which has to be taken into consideration while telehealth services are being provided. There has to be technological innovations and integrations which would be investing factor for telemedicines. Data analytics and performance, basically knowing the data of the patients on a continuous basis and monitoring that data on a continuous basis for telehealth services is important. Focusing on the patient's need and preferences would be the key decision maker for the telehealth services, and optimizing the available resources for the telehealth delivery and positive healthcare outcomes. So ongoing training would ensure how exactly the providers stay updated on the emerging trends and regulatory changes, and high quality telehealth services which could be implemented through education and training with clinical outcomes. Integration of telehealth services with stimulations and studies which enhances the practical skills as well as the decision making abilities among the providers who are placed remotely. Investment in advanced telehealth technology which enhances the care delivery, integrates with EHR, telemonitoring. There are some technological innovations which are to be improved in telehealth services and clinical collaborations. Adaptations of different platforms which are compatible with multiple devices which ensures accessibility for both patients and providers. It also has an interoperability standards fostering the seamless integration for existing healthcare systems and the workflow. Data-driven insights of decision-making and enabling the target interventions for the improvement. Continuous performance improvement which drives the optimization and enhances the patient care in telehealth deliveries. This integration of the quality improvement initiative into telehealth workers ensures the ongoing enhancement and services and outcomes. The analyzing of trends and benchmark allows for informed decision making and strategic planning. Introduction of provider training and education in telehealth. Provider training is essential as a critical factor for successful implementation of telehealth services. Training programs must aim in equipment providers with essential knowledge, skills and competency for telehealth practices. There should be high quality care which would be available remotely. Provider must have must process a clinical competency which could be tailored to telehealth services. They should have emphasis on clinical decision making, communication and patient engagement strategies. The skills would definitely be high quality care delivery and patient satisfaction in all the healthcare settings of telecare. The diagnostic interpretations of all the virtual assessments should be done in a proper way with proper guiding and mapping. It mostly relies on the digital platform or digital technologies and the communication platform which are undergoing with, which relies on the telehealth medicines. So proficiency of telehealth technologies which improves the documentation process and patient care should be implemented, which would emphasize the use of telehealth tools to enhance the clinical workflow and ensure a seamless integration. There has to be some regulatory legal compliance into telehealth. So currently India has implemented a telehealth policy in 2021, which emphasizes on the framework and legal consideration of how the telehealth services would be provided and for what duration. It should not be more than the telehealth consultation should not be less than 45 minutes, and it should not be provided to the people outside a healthcare setup. So this compliances are coming into place or in a regular basis in all the healthcare setups. So understanding of telemedicine reimbursement process according to IRDA regulations is essential for telehealth practice, and understanding how the receivable of this telehealth regulations could be provided to all the service providers in near future. The comprehensive curriculum about how the telehealth services are to be provided on a clinical network has to be implemented into the training modules of medical guidelines. It has to be with the learning modalities of live webinars, virtual stimulations and case-based scenarios in the training part of medical studies. It has to be have a customized tailored training specialties to practice telemedicines in the medical colleges and medical institutions. Thus, this helped into evaluation of assessing the performance, identifying the learning gaps and measuring the effectiveness of all these communications in a fast-paced environment. The strategies for enhancing the provider competency in telemedicines are basically integrating with the pre-service education of telehealth services, evaluation of the feedback mechanism, continuing the professional development and interprofessional collaboration. The patient education in telehealth is the adaptations basically increasing awareness about telehealth medicine benefit, convenience, accessibility, specialty care, with the skills to how the patient would be navigated through the telehealth platforms and how the telehealth services would help them to maximize the patient expectations with the service and limitations which they foster, and how the engagement and collaboration with the telehealth encounter will foster to make their decision makings and empower the patients into the healthcare, more healthcare options. The strategies for promoting the patient engagement in telehealth is basically based on videos, brochures and online resources, and familiarizing the patients with telehealth platforms, with patient-centric approach and personalized care plans, with user-friendly telehealth platforms. The introduction is basically in evolving the basic material medical care into specialized area, and how the access of the advanced services of the healthcare could be provided to them on basis of their availability and accessibility. The telehealth is basically offers convenience and accessibility in receiving the specialized medical care services like cardiology, mental and neurological health at their remotely accessed area, and a top-notch care delivery system. The expandable access to the specialized care, which would bridge the gap between the geographical barriers and expert consultation without traveling or reducing the disparity, and a real-time collaboration among the specialists. So this basically would help in understanding and accessing the healthcare anywhere, anytime, geographically. It also allows in improving the patient outcomes and reducing the hospitalization stay with quality of life. This has timely evolved into innovations with personalized care from all the specialties across the globe. The telehealth taxonomy basically is like a tele-education to understand what telemedicine is all about. Patient portal where patient could register for telemedicines. Once he registered the telehealth, the telemedicine part would take place where interactive patient care, remote patient monitoring and how the dispensing of the medical part would be taken place would be addressed. This application of telehealth in specialized setting, basically telemedicine in cardiology, remotely monitoring the ECG interpretation of the cardiac patient and ensuring the medications for them. Telepsychopathy, psychiatry where psychotherapy or consultations to undeserved areas is given to enhance the mental wellness and treatment adherence. Or neurologically where which will facilitate the stroke patient and enable a timely interventions for stroke assessment, basically knowing the golden period being 12 hours. So administration of the medicines for a stroke patient within 12 hours could be taken care by telemedicines. Consideration of the telehealth in specialized setting, regulatory licenses and requirement with state specific regulations, infrastructure with technology infrastructure support as well as telecommunication platforms, stakeholders like designated telemedicine counselors as well as the telemedicine trainers who would be implemented in the rural areas, who would be educated on the how exactly delivery of high quality care would be done. So different kinds of trends in integration basically in telemedicines would be having artificial intelligence and machine learning where predicting analysis of and anticipation of patient's need could be taken in care with help of bots and where a patient could have AI algorithm would be set based on patient's requirement to assess the disease progression or disease prediction in a particular way. There would be integration of AI to enhance how the clinical decision making would streamline the revenue cycle operations and help into understanding the patient's disease condition in a proper way. The proliferation of wearable devices where most of the wearable devices are capturing the heart rate or ECG of a patient at a particular location, understanding the requirement of the patients and the disparity of the patient's readings. The patient could be guided on their chronic conditions and can be tracked with different levels. The blood glucose monitoring or the transmitting of the blood pressure levels at different point of the day could be helpful in understanding the patient's health at a different levels. So this proactive disease management or improved healthcare outcomes could be facilitated to through a wearable device and monitoring technologies in telehealth services. So understanding this all platforms, it transforms into revenue cycle management where introductions of telehealth platforms in RCM system could help into billing processes, insurance verification as well as claim submission. It could integrate well with all the healthcare softwares which are present out there in the systems, which could have all these recordings integrated into the systems or stored back into the system and could facilitate into over the organization to optimize the billing practices as well as the compliances with maximum reimbursement for telehealth services. This would also evolve in further where some regulatory changes would bring in some strategies or some robust billing practices where a continuous monitoring system of the patient could be tracked in by the hospital and hospital could gain a rollover income for all the healthcare treatment plans and treatment challenges which could be taking place for the patient. Thank you.